Well, congratulations, Earl. And I will proudly chase you, and you maybe would rather I didn't, but I'm going
to... No, listen, man. I want you to. Here's the other thing. We'll be able to have longer conversations. I'll give you more time because I won't be locked into an hour. I have 3 hours. So we'll be able to have give and take. That, to me, is what discussion should be about. You know, the way it is now, at times I have to cut you off quickly because we only had an hour. But I'm more than willing to have a dialogue and a conversation with you. You represent another side of the equation. And I think, unlike radio stations anywhere else in this state or in this country, we have those conversations on these radio stations, and we welcome the differing views. Not like on conservative radio. They don't get an opportunity. They really don't have and allow differing views. So you're going to be welcome. You'll notice how much more time I give you and others like you, because I think that's what makes compelling radio.
Well, you've been pretty generous with your time with me in the past. We don't always see eye to eye, and I think it has been a learning experience for both of us. And I think there's a lot more people in the middle that just want government to give us results and not judge on race, color, creed, religion, whatever. I just want people to have a better life in this amazing country we have. And I think differing opinions, we can, each of us can learn from each other.
You know, CJ, I agree with you on that. But what I will say to you is, you and I have been around a while, and we know that there's something not right. This nation is headed in a bad place. There's no question about that. And we need to stop acting like that's not the case. We are as divided as we've ever been in this country and in my lifetime. And we've got to challenge that, man. We got to fix that. And it starts with people not making enemies of others. We are countrymen. We are all Americans. And so there should not be all the hatred and vitriol that is being spread around. And so that, to me, that's why I kind of have a chip on my shoulder, because I listen to conservative talk every day.
Yeah,
I listen to conservative radio 2-3 hours a day. And then I watch Fox News. So I'm not unaware of what the thought process is of the conservative mission right now.
Well,
and I've done that for 40 years. I've listened to conservative talk for 40 years.
I think one thing that we'll sort of notice is that this is getting less partisan as time goes on, CJ. Our discussions are getting less and less us and them, and getting more about this situation that's starting to boil.
Hey, CJ, man, thank you very much. I look forward to continuing our conversation. Evan, who do we have up next?
We've got Dick from Madison.
Hey, Dick, what's going on, man?
I'm sure going to miss you.
Well, how are you going to miss me, man? You used to call me when I was on from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. before.
Yeah, I will. But I miss the time slot you're in. I mean, I'm an early morning person. I get up at between... 5:30 every day.
Yeah. I got that.
So I'll
That's what I am. But go ahead.
I totally agree with you. There's just something brewing in this country, and I'm sorry to say it. It started about 5 years ago. This last guy. I'm serious. I know you don't particularly like hearing this. But he has unearthed some of the worst in this country. That they used to just kind of lay low, and now we've got people, and nobody's being.
You're talking like open racism, stuff like that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
Who's better, Earl? I think our best time, you and I being very close to the same age, was from about 1975 to about 1981. I honestly thought the country was going the right direction then. And then something happened in 1980. And
well, well, Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan came in and things started to deteriorate. But make no mistake about it, they've gotten progressively worse now. And anybody can see that. We know that is what is taking place in this country is not right. And there are people who don't even feel like they have to hide it anymore. So, right. It certainly has done nothing to foster it. It certainly has done nothing to foster brotherhood and camaraderie in the nation. It's divided it and it's an ugly time. Go ahead, Dick.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's very sad because, in my mind, it all started then. And then we morphed to 2010 with Citizens United, which, in my mind, has caused a lot of this problem too.
Because there's no question.
Everything.
So Dick, I look forward to hearing from you again. Again, there'll be more time for us to have dialogue.
Yep.
I'm not going anywhere. I'll be around. Looking forward to continuing our dialogue.
Have a good weekend.
Well, we've got to go to a break.
That's right, on our way out.
What'd you say, Evan?
That's right. Yeah, we got like a minute and a half. No one on the phone.
Oh,
yet.
Okay. So, is Dick still there?
No. Dick,
no. Okay.
He left.
So here's what you can expect on the new Earl Ingram show. We are going to spend a lot of time talking about not just politics. Because for 3 hours, I want people to know, and I hope by now you've been able to realize that I'm more than a one-hit pony. And so I'd like to talk about things other than politics. And there's so many things that we as human beings are going through and have in common. We've certainly got more in common than we don't have in common, and we're going to talk about those kinds of things and why it's so important that we do realize how much we have in common. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, oh, you just keep on using me. Till you use me up.